Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, October 16th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Missy texted me back. She uses the big word. She doesn't use the acronym. So when I said PFAS, she didn't know what word I was referring to. So she's got the big poly blah, blah, blah thing that most of us refer to as PFAS. So she said she'll answer that question for you next Monday. Got a couple of stories in Lansing that I want you to understand. And now that I'm going through training for this certification to teach Robert's Rules of Order, it's actually put a new spin on the way I look at these news stories. Michigan news, Michigan politics is what we follow. It's what we do. Well, it's kind of interesting because there's a battle going on between very conservative state representative Matt Maddock, who wanted to run for Speaker of the House if the Republicans were able to maintain the majority, which they didn't, and House Minority Leader Matt Hall. They were both running for Speaker, fighting one another. Well, it looks like the battle is continuing. State Representative Matt Maddock wants school board members in Minority Leader Matt Hall's district. He wants them out. State Representative Matt Maddock said earlier this week that he's working to replace each and every school board member in Vicksburg, Michigan. Vicksburg is in the district of House Minority Leader Matt Hall. For following federal and state guidelines on transgender student bathroom use, Vicksburg is in the middle of defending itself from a lawsuit over its decision to allow bathroom use based on gender identity. Maddock and Republican State Representative James DeSanta of Carlton, both of whom live 2 hours away from Vicksburg, as well as House Freedom Caucus Chairman Steve Cara from Three Rivers. They came and addressed the school board on Monday. The three also held a press conference in front of the high school earlier that evening, prior to the school board meeting. Of the three, State Representative Matt Maddock's comments were the most forceful. The Oakland County resident pledged at the Vicksburg School Board that he would meet with members of the community to oust the board. This came as the people attending the meeting, roughly 50, 60 people, all applauded. Maddock said, "I'm looking forward to the day when every single one of you is challenged and replaced because you are not a match for this district. You're not a match for this community. What you're doing to the children is vile." Well, State Representative Matt Hall, who represents Vicksburg, did not and declined to make a comment. The lawsuit is being driven by a local parent, Richard Cutshaw. And he's being represented by former Attorney General candidate Matt DiPerno. As opposed to diving into legal arguments, however, Maddock offered his services to members of the community to help them run against the school board in next year's election. He said in his district, they had very liberal school board members until more conservative-minded, concerned parents got together and voted them out. I assure you, if you get four or five people to run for the school board election next year, I assure you they will win. I will help you and tell you how to do it. This is an opportunity to step forward and to stop these bad people and their agenda. So you see, folks, this just isn't happening in Onaway. This isn't just happening in Sheboygan. This isn't just happening in our listening area. This is happening all across the state of Michigan. School boards have been neglected. I mean, before we start talking about these school boards, did you even realize that this stuff was happening in your community? Did you realize it was happening across the entire state? Most of us never even knew that we voted for school board members. But the left did. They've been focused on school boards for decades. How do you think these agenda items have got implemented? They just didn't appear out of nowhere. They didn't just pop up. This has been a strategic plan of the left to push their agendas on our students for decades. And now we're just becoming aware of it. And that's why the left do not like us. They don't want us to educate you guys. They do not want us to teach you on how to run a successful campaign to get elected. And it's not rocket science. It's getting out and talking to the voters in your community. Are you aware of what they're pushing in our school? Are you aware that they're taking votes for transgender confused students to be able to use the other sex's bathrooms or be allowed to have a private bathroom? We're not treating all the kids the same. They're carving out and making exceptions for certain students because of a mental disorder. That's what this is. Gender confusion. If you want to know more about it, Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times, go to their website, watch the documentary. They did a whole documentary about this entire subject. They've got gender-confused kids, and where did they learn it? In the public government schools. This wasn't something they were taught or exposed to at home. The majority of these kids get this from school. It's amazing. And now you got a state representative not doing anything about it in his own district. And three other state representatives came to that district to speak to the public. There's an election next year, folks. It's not just for president of the United States. It's not just to replace retiring U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. There's county commissioner races and there's school board races. And it's time that you consider putting yourself on the ballot. If you come to our Crash Course Training Workshop, you will learn Robert's Rules of Order and be told exactly how to get elected, and more importantly, when you get elected, how you must demand that the meetings follow these rules. You may be more educated than the chairman of the board running the meetings. Maybe they should come to this training as well. If you're a chairman of a board of an organization, you need to come and get this training. Once you understand the process, once you understand the rules of how to conduct the meeting, you'll become so much more productive. And people will actually enjoy coming to your meetings because the process is being followed. And the other side, they're not going to like the outcome. Why? Because very simply, we are going to get the majority in most of these boards, most of these offices. New sheriff coming to Sheboygan. New county commissioners coming. That community is going to change. New school board members. Yes. We have been awoken to their agenda, and we are going to stop it. This is not going to continue anymore. And the few 8, 10, 12 liberals that think they can stop it, good luck with that. Some of them are actually throwing their hat into the ring already, announcing that they're going to run. Yeah, you'll be defeated next year. We are going to get resources necessary to run successful campaigns. We know how to run successful campaigns. We've done it, and we're going to do it again next year. And many of you are going to be part of the process. We're getting out of the stands. We're putting on a uniform, and we're getting on the field. This is going to stop. Absolutely going to stop. So we are going to be involved. You're going to be involved, and we are going to get trained up and prepared for battle, because that's what this is. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Sherry says, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Well, we shall see. And again, kind of an interesting side note. There is a standing courtesy protocol that state representatives and state senators have in the past agreed to participate in. Anytime a state rep is going to come into another state rep's district, they're supposed to let them know, giving them the courtesy of knowing that they're going to be in that state representative's district. Curious to see, haven't seen a response. The story just came out on Friday that State Representative Matt Medic, State Representative James DeSena, and State Representative Steve Cara came into Matt Hall's district when they attended the Vicksburg School District Board meeting. Again, the board is defending itself from a lawsuit over its decision to allow bathroom use based on gender identity, not actual gender. And the three state reps came into Matt Hall's district and gave public comment during the school board meeting. Well, let's see if Matt Hall censors them, reprimands them, says anything public about it. Now, I've got another story to show a perfect example of what the House Speaker Joe Tate, majority in the House, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans, some Republicans voted to make Joe Tate the Speaker. Well, at last week's Come to Jesus Democrat caucus meeting, the speaker made it clear to some of his freshman members to the practical and political reasons why some of the legislation they want passed by the year end, this year's end, will not be going forward. And we talked about this a little bit on last week's show. Well, over the weekend, State Representative Emily Devendorf, Democrat from Lansing, was part of that caucus meeting, was in that session. She spoke on Little Timmy Skubik's Off the Record show that she understands the necessity for keeping control of the House, but she also believes that there's a way to protect fragile members in swing districts, but yet still advance a more progressive agenda. we can create the circumstances for success. And those seats, by explaining why some action is needed, and she said that when we are in the caucus and are told some things aren't feasible, but yet we have public support for the issues, I believe we need to push forward. You see, what she doesn't understand, there is a strategy heading into next year's election going on. The Democrats want to maintain their two-seat majority, 56 to 54. And some of this progressive agenda items that they want pushed will hurt Democrats in some of those vulnerable districts. Well, these freshmen don't care. They just want it done right now because they believe their constituents want these type of items passed. And if it's going to hurt the team as a whole next year, well, so be it. Kind of interesting dynamic going on within the Democrat caucus. And the speaker, Joe Tate, is trying to keep it all together. One thing these freshmen are going to learn very quickly, the speaker, who has the gavel in his hand, has the final say. And I don't think he's willing to jeopardize the Democrats' majority and his own speakership by pushing some of their progressive items they want passed. He tried to explain it to him in caucus. Well, according to this interview that took place, she doesn't get it. It's very interesting dynamic that even the Democrat caucus is split. She says when you look at the numbers, it actually comes down to about half the caucus. We have a group of progressive legislators and even moderate Dems that came in with a new philosophy since the last election. And if the speaker doesn't go along with some of the items in the chunk of bills we want, they could withhold their votes on issues that he wants. Uh-oh. Now she's challenging the Speaker of the House. Let's see how this works out for little Miss Emily and her fellow progressive freshman state representatives. You don't threaten the king, Emily. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey.